Oh, I do have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
So I got a white woman asked me.
Oh, Lord, here we go again.
After last night's episode, we're still talking about white women.
It's not about what you think. She was just like, can we do like a time stamp? And I was like, I don't know how those work. So I had to ask.
Oh, a time stamp for what?
For our what are we here for? Because she wanted to get right into the episode.
Oh, you know what? It's funny because the black guy who tips, when they used to cover The Walking Dead, they would not put a timestamp purposefully because they talk about like how white people were racist first.
Right. I remember that.
It was just like, no, I'm not giving you a timestamp. You're going to have to listen to this.
Yeah, we ain't to that level yet.
No, I think
that's what you say, fuck them when we get to.
I mean, we might be getting to that level. Everybody is loving this show, man.
Yeah, this is really popular.
Here we are, all alone in this room. And girl, I know where to start and what we gon' do. I'll take my time, we'll be all night, girl. So get ready, babe, I got plans for me and you. Oh, it ain't my first time, but baby girl, we can't pretend. Hate this bump and grind, girl, tonight will never end. Let me take you down, I really want to take you down and show you what I'm about.
Can welcome to Edit That Out, where we always leave it in. I'm your host, Devin, and with me, as always, are my two running partners. We'll start with the backbone of the podcast. Jamel, how are you doing on this wonderful Monday?
I am doing quite well, actually. Quite lovely. I had a lovely Monday. I cooked dinner. I played with the girls. They are nice and in their bed, probably not sleep. But everything's good. How are you, good sir?
I'm glad you asked. I did not think you'd ask me. I'm a little sleepy. Did not get a nap. I just finished taking notes like 30 minutes ago.
No nap.
I know. This is crazy. But, well, you know, so. It's better. I'm going to go to sleep as soon as we finish this. The third member of the pod, not the least member of the pod, Juwan, how are you doing on this wonderful Monday?
I am mighty fine, sir. Glad that you're doing well.
Thank you. Any racism today in Bama?
Absolutely not. No.
Oh, shit. That's crazy. All right. Well, what are we here for? You guys got anything?
Really? Well, oh, there was a Jonathan Majors sighting at the NAACP Awards.
I saw that. Him with those goofy shoes on. I don't know what the fuck that was about. it is what it is with him. You know, sentencing is going to come down. We'll see what happens with that. I do find it kind of funny that people are still reading a lot into the whole relationship with Coretta Scott King that he has going on.
He was silly for saying that, but let's just
check. Yeah, I think a lot, but. They shared a little kiss on the in front of the cameras, and it was like I don't know if you've seen it. It's like a little. So it's kind of like, let me see, can I find it real quick?
I'm looking right now.
I know it's in Nina's group, but it was kind of like
still got that shit. I can see
they kissed on the side of the mouth. Like, I think she went in for a kiss, and then when he leaned in to kiss her, for a kiss, he kind of tilted his head and she caught him on the side of the mouth. Now, people keep speculating, well, they not really together, this body language is off, and everybody's a fucking body language expert now. I just thought, like, he didn't want to get makeup on his lips or lipstick on. Like, me and my wife, when she's doing the conferences or events or whatever, and she's fully makeup and lipstick, we kind of kiss on the side of the mouth like that. You know, I didn't read too much into that, but it was just interesting how people read into stuff.
I won't lie, they look good together. Sorry.
I like lipstick. You got it out?
She got that shit.
Sorry.
Jeez.
I think I'm negative. I just don't know what's going on, man.
It's like, let these weirdos be in love.
Negative for a normal conference or something. I couldn't even think of it.
Jesus. Yeah, let these two weirdos be in love. She just liked this weird ass nigga. So
yeah, she liked that man. Plus, he's fine. I get it. I mean, I understand, you know, all the bullshit that's been happening and all that shit, but like, let them be in love. Mm-hmm. Maybe she knows something we don't.
Yeah, maybe. And I also finished Love is Blind, including the reunion.
You just killed her again. I gotta watch that because everybody says it's good, so I have to check it out.
It's interesting. Well, you know what, if you check it out, this, because I was gonna say, because I thought about, you know, doing a quick recap for the show, maybe invite on the guest. But Devin, if you're gonna binge it, then we can wait for
how many episodes is it?
12. I think it's 13, including the reunion. They're about an hour long.
It's like a game show.
It's a reality show. Actually.
Do you know the premise?
I'm assuming they don't see each other.
Right.
They have to choose.
They don't see each other. They just get to know each other based on personality. I think about 2 weeks. And then
they have speed dating.
Yeah, blind speed dating is like she said. And they
someone looks like Megan Fox, I heard on this show.
Oh, wait till you get to that. Allegedly. Wait till you get to that. So, oh God, this nigga. That is briefly. Clay.
That nigga, man.
Fuck nigga of the goddamn year. Fuck
nigga. Him and his daddy.
Yeah, oh, and the daddy at the end.
Let's not spoil it for Devin.
But yeah, fuck nigga of the year. I would be interested in what Devin thinks about him, though.
But Devin's gonna love him.
That sounds, I don't know if that sounds good or bad.
Knowing you and how you want somebody to take care of you, Devin gonna love. Yeah,
I was just getting shade from last week's show about saying I'm a feminist and putting you down. So I'm like, you do realize I was joking.
Was this a white
half?
No, that was the white half.
oh Lord.
No problem. You got anything else, Devin?
No, I got nothing like outside of The Walking Dead.
Okay. Let's do it.
Well, before we get into the show proper, I do want to read a comment by a longtime listener, China.
Hey, girl.
Hey, boo.
All right. Hey, China. So China says, hey, y'all, listening to The Ones Who Live episode 3 first. Juwan, you ain't got to rub your wealth in our faces. I'm not that wealthy, just more wealthy than you poor.
We tell him every day, every week. China. All the time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, Devin and I are upper middle class.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let it fool you. I'm more middle class. Jamel tried to like play it, but she's literally sitting in a theater right now. So I'm just letting you know she's on more of the Juwan level, but she tried to.
I'm not on Juwan's level. Juwan's damn near Jack and Jill.
Okay.
Granted, I will say we would have been approached and we said no.
Well, we look down on Jack and Jill.
Nigga. Oh, okay. Cut all of this out.
Okay.
Edit this out. I have never been more serious in my life. Okay, this timestamp is 10 minutes in. Okay,
I got it.
All that story did was make me want to meet your mom like so much.
Devin, you were my mom.
It sounds like I do already.
My mom is the only a little short.
Okay. So that's where you get the light skinned in this room. I get it.
No, she's not light skinned. My dad's the light
skinned. All right, the colonel, he is.
Colonel's light skinned.
Yeah.
My mom's light. Okay, sorry. Time in.
Okay, all right, time in. Back to China's comment. She said if the pod that Devin is referring to begins with a and ends with a I agree. I listened to the first two episodes and couldn't even finish the second because I was so put off by their attitudes. My thing is, if you dislike it that much and barely have anything good to say, why are you watching? You are not doing your listeners any favors, because I gotta believe that almost anyone still watching is doing so because they still love this show, good and bad. No one wants to hear shit on for an hour and a half unless you're a miserable person. I wonder why I wonder why I taken them out of my rotation. And now I remember, I really appreciate y'all for not being like them. Barely anyone recaps this show, and it's nice to hear people talk about it who aren't so negative. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. Oh, also, and I know the podcast that China and Devin were talking about, I checked it out, and like I just kind of like skipped through. And every time I did skip through, I was like, oh, y'all really are negative. Oh, okay. It's like a hate watch at this point.
It really is. Like, I don't know if it was almost, so it had to be last week, I guess, or something like that. But there was literally a scene that they were arguing and they didn't know what happened because they weren't really watching.
Oh, see.
And they had to like, oh, let me pause. They had to go back and watch the episode because they weren't really paying attention.
Oh, God. Okay.
And they're like, oh, that happened? Like, I'm like, that proves my whole point. It was like, oh, I'm so glad I heard that. I was like,
okay. Yeah, pay us what you pay them. Okay.
So, is the Patreon still on? Is that a thing? Join our Patreon.
I have the deposit. But
Walking Dead, we'll be your official nigga podcast, okay?
Absolutely.
We got you.
Y'all got niggas in charge now? Listen,
deny. Miss Gurita, call at us.
I don't know what tone that was, but yes. Say that again.
Denai Gurira, that's her name.
Oh, I mean the accent she used when you said her name.
I don't know. I've heard her flip her R's whenever she says her last name, so I was trying to be authentic with.
Right on. So.
And lastly, back to her comment. I cackled when Jamel said Rick would rather die than fuck the trash queen. Who wouldn't? Also, the moan took me out at the end. Oh, you
like
gonna...
a dirty little slut. Oh, he's worse this episode, baby.
Wait till we get there. Oh my god,
man. Save it for last a millisecond. Okay.
Those are thoughts.
Yeah, thank you very much, Tyler. We appreciate you for listening. Okay, we'll get there.
I'm bearing.
Okay. I will say before we get into it, this is The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live, season one, hopefully, more seasons to come, episode 4. I did catch, because this week is written by none other than Denai.
Gurira.
Right, Michonne. Right. I want to get y'all's, but actually, I would like to pause this moment for a moment that doesn't happen in history enough. I know this is, Black History Women's Month or whatever? I am a feminist.
It's Women's History Month.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, it's us, so it's Black Women's History Month.
Absolutely.
Just kidding, white women. Y'all can come too.
Love my Black queens. But today, a perfect Black woman that I know said something, and it touched my heart. And it's the young, mellow yellow on this pod. That I was right. And Jamel, I would just like to say that you don't say that enough.
Oh my God.
Because she was so I want to start with you and your overall thoughts of this, because what you said on social media, I don't know if you want to tell the listeners, but your thoughts on this episode as a whole.
Devin, here's the thing. I will give you your flowers when you get them. really, really campaigned for us to care to watch this show. I stopped watching The Walking Dead after Negan started crying and got his throat slit. Remember that? Season 7. That's when I stopped. Because I was just like, all right, I'm through with this. I'm through with this.
You went full Maggie. You never want to go full Maggie.
Never went back. I mean, I treated The Walking Dead like Maggie treated Beth.
Who's that?
But exactly. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I did know like a couple of things. Like I knew what happened to Sadiq. Like, cause I mean, just from like social media, I knew what happened. I think that is
Rosita's baby daddy.
Oh, right.
The Middle Eastern dude that kind of was the yes.
Okay.
Well, anyway, so I saw that. I did see the episode with the Pikes and the Whisperers.
Oh yeah.
I saw that. I did see that.
When they kept
Tara.
Yeah.
I forgot you called that.
That was rough.
Yeah, that was a crazy ass episode. But yeah, no, I mean, so I knew a little bit. I did know that Rick shot up a bridge. I don't know what for, and that's how Jadis found him.
Right.
But other than that, that I was done. I say all that to say I was done with The Walking Dead because I started to not like Rick. And this is very well documented on this podcast and in real life. Most of y'all know I don't generally like the main characters of shows and movies. I just don't. And when I started not liking Rick, I was like, you know what? Let me just go. So, like I said, I was done. Devin was telling us about The Walking Dead for a while, and I was like, you know what? I'm good. He was like, listen, let's please do The Ones Who Live. It's Rick and Michonne. It's an offshoot. I think we really need to do this. And I'm sitting here like,
whatever.
You know what?
Yeah.
Fuck it. Let's do it. And I was about to be like, blank, 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 the podcast that we were talking about earlier and just hate watch it. First episode, like, I had real emotions. And like, I got misty this episode.
And she, for you people that don't know, she's a robot, so she doesn't show emotions.
She doesn't cry.
I cried, okay? And so I say all that to say, Devin, you were right to cover this. I'm having a great time.
Say that again.
I have already said it twice.
I know, just one more. Spell it out.
I don't need you to expel like Rick did.
Oh, my God.
More on that later. Juwan, thoughts on this episode as a whole? I appreciate that, Jamil.
I echo Jamil's sentiments, even though I wasn't like in on it within the first episode like she was. But I found myself moving over on its side, and you were right to cover this.
This shit is fucking good.
Yes. It's the word. It is good. Rick, I'm loving Rick. I've liked Rick pretty much all throughout, but this version of Rick, this is my nigga right here. Michonne, oh my God. The characterization, the chemistry that the absolute chemistry they have. I mean, Andrew Lincoln, he's married, right?
I'm pretty sure his wife is gonna have some questions.
Right. he need to be like,
that nigga was open tongue kissing her.
Call his wife, be like,
they were not acting.
No, I ain't coming home no more.
Okay, because this shit right here is great television.
You saw that vein in the middle of his forehead?
Oh my God! But yeah, Devin, you were right to cover this show. I love this episode. It had
Devin, bravo! Thank you.
I wanted. It had good, you know, it had great zombie action. You know, that was kind of like missing in the first.
I even watched the zombie eye poke, guys.
Oh yeah!
The double eye poke. I watched it.
It had good zombie action. I love the writing. Shout out to Danai Gurira for that great acting. And I'm really loving the progression of the story. Hopefully, this does get a second season. This is too damn good for this to be a limited series.
And people are starting to realize it. I'm kind of like, as Juwan says, taking the temperature of the audience and stuff like that. People are really enjoying this show. And like Juwan said, Danai did her thing writing this episode, and I didn't know this. She's actually a playwright.
Yeah, I did know that. Emma Hadley. This is great.
I am all in for Zombie Bridgerton. I'm all in. Nigga, I'm gonna tell you right now, this was Bridgerton down, okay? This was Bridgerton down. I can absolutely see when like, this episode was the episode, like, right after that nigga watched, like, season one of Bridgerton. Like, I was like, okay, all right. Here we go.
Oh, it's another thing. And not only, like, especially with the chemistry part going along with it, I love how they was flaming each other the whole fucking episode.
Bruh, commando.
Right, it shows that, like, it's like, that's what a real couple does. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A lot of times that gets lost in television. It's like they're just doing the side mouth kisses almost. They're not really, because these niggas, when they kiss, they look like, if one of them was an illegal, and they were posing as a married couple, I would believe it.
Oh my gosh.
Don't people, I mean, still do, don't people do that?
I don't know. But that's getting into 90s fiancé.
90 Day Fiancé? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means. But no, I fully understand. Like, this can, like, because I mean, like, when I was watching the show and they got together, I was like, okay, this is fine. Like, I didn't think, like, one way or the other.
I was like, all right.
I remember that you didn't see that. I remember that. Yeah. But, like, I was watching. I was just like, I mean, okay, if they together, that's cool. All right. Like, once Carl liked it, I was like, okay.
Yeah, I was like,
Carl got a new mama.
Right.
I mean, I know we didn't really see the chemistry between them, but like, she was better than Lori, so.
I mean, you gonna get there too?
Anybody is, but right.
You know what? I was about to say something. I'm gonna keep it.
Morning. But yeah, I agree with you guys. I love this episode. The one problem I did was like the way the episode ended, and we'll get into that in the first cold open. I'll get y'all's thoughts on that, just how would they survive that, but. They kind of did like a Davos thing, but I'm okay with the way that they feel almost invincible. But let's get into it. Michonne and Rick dive right into the water. I guess I'm gonna give them the out that they knew they were flying over water. Cause
so here's thing, and I also read this, and I'm sorry to interrupt you so early, but
go ahead.
Apparently, like when there's really bad weather, remember last week we were talking about the bad weather.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When there's really bad weather like that, helicopters fly low.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that makes
seen the water. She might have seen the water.
Okay. Yeah, so that makes sense. They dive right in, and I'm like, oh, she's not a typical nigger, but she can swim to the shore, so I like that. No, I would have been a goner. Can you niggers? Oh, I'm sure Jamel can. She light skinned. Wait, can you get in water?
Not like this, but oh, my hair's curly, yes.
Oh, Juwan, do y'all have pools in Bama?
I have a pool.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
I have a pool within my community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so y'all swim?
Yes.
Oh, okay, right. I'm just a stereotype then. All right. They threw me in as a kid. I cried. I quit swimming lessons. It was a whole thing. But yeah, I was like, I'm not going back. You can't make me. And I never went back. So yeah, they find the most luxurious apartment building that I have ever seen, and
suite.
Right.
Yes. Exactly. Now you know what this it doesn't really remind me, I would say, but when I follow a couple of like lifestyle blogs that post like architecture and stuff like that, and I always see things like, well, this house is high up in the woods with no neighbors for miles, or this house is built out of concrete on the side of a mountain. And I always have the thought in the back of my mind, that would be a good place to go in a zombie apocalypse. That is what this reminded me of, like a secluded building, fully furnished, fully stocked. Well, at one point it was fully stocked and almost no zombies.
Get a farm, grow some animals, you'd be good.
Right.
Yeah. Grow some animals. Get some animals, grow a farm. That's it.
Really? I mean, they really say that. Like, where are their crops at? This would be the perfect place. So, yeah, they're like, well, let's dry off. Rick's like, oh, I forgot you're black. We actually don't just stay in our wet clothes. Right. Got it.
Because Rick was definitely in them wet clothes.
Yeah, he was like, change. You're just not going to air dry? She is like, look, white boy.
you forgot. You have been gone too long.
You have been gone. This is the thing I love.
Thorne didn't tell you about this?
Right.
Because Thorne's original black.
You know what? Mm-hmm. You know what? It's crazy because sometimes, like, you know, non-American blacks and blacks other places are so different. So maybe that's the thing. But what I'm a huge fan of, and we know that I'm a fan of white women, but I love educating them on proper, like, real nigga shit, like letting them know, like,
hygiene.
How to bathe. You should wash your legs.
Well, you're doing you are a teacher, though, so, right. I mean, makes sense.
You have to use lotion even when you don't think you need it. Like, stuff like that, informing the whites on it is comforting to me. Like, y'all's ignorance is astounding. And
brought so many plagues over here.
I mean, if you think about it, everything bad has happened because of a white man. But I say this all the time. Pocahontas people told us.
Let's not go there.
I mean,
Let's not do that. Yeah,
so, you know what I'm saying? But anyway.
No comment, because I don't want to. No, I don't want to cuss anybody out.
Okay, listen, because right, right, if Greg Nicotero and Scott Gimple hear this, okay, I need those white men to pay us.
Listen, white people, we are here to make your lives better. We've done it for centuries, and we will continue to do it because that's just what we are. We're a giving.
And that's why this episode will have no timestamps.
She's only half white. Anyway. Let's go on to Michonne. She's like, well, I'm going to take these clothes off. You can stand there wet. And Rick is like,
I'm going to do it sexily.
Rick is like, that is it me or would I love a Hershey's chocolate bar right now? Because all he does is, he's like, I am hungry and I will lick that buttery chocolate skin. And Michonne's like,
Juwan, can you stop moaning like a slut, please?
he's thinking about what Rick was doing. That's because that's damn sure what Rick was doing.
Good Lord. But we know how he feel about Michonne, so I get it.
And look, ladies, when y'all do that look back, because y'all know we look. And when y'all do that, be like, yeah, nigga, you know this is fire. It's just that breaks.
And
down
she had
even
the dimples
more
in the back in her back too.
Yeah, Rick's like, I don't care about that new tattoo you got or scar or whatever. Yeah.
He was looking like, who the fuck?
Right. He's like, I'll lick it. Right.
I lost a hand. You got branded. Okay. All
right. Right. She finds like a whole closet full of new. She's like, all right, right on. So
this girl went shopping.
She really did. Yep. She's like, okay, I like this. Rick's still wet, just dripping, but never mind.
I can't believe you did that.
You pushed us out of a helicopter. He went full Kentucky Rick. That was hilarious. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Michonne's
still
like,
don't
look,
know what a. Oh, and the temperature almost ready or something like that.
Jarvis was on one because Rick was pissed. He was what like, is shut that the boy? Fuck up, Jarvis.
Trying to talk to my wife.
Right. My one little nitpick though about it is that I would have liked to see them try to use the computer, you know, maybe see if there was like anything, like if there was like communication or something.
Yeah.
But I mean, I understand plot. You want to get to the
they
next scene.
I mean, they probably haven't seen a computer, like a working computer, in what, 10 years?
I did like the backstory of Michonne telling us that she used to be like a computer programmer. She was like studying in college and stuff.
I thought she was a lawyer.
Well, I don't know what her I'm saying, but she said in college she was computer programming. And creative writing and one other field. But we get Michonne. It's like, look, nigga, I don't know who you thought you was, but she turns into a full black woman and says, you like writing, huh? With that little fiction, little thing you wrote on that boat, it's damn sure a lie. And he's like, I'm so sorry, baby. And she's like, well, why don't you write your ass home? I see you running out here with your little CRM friends. I don't like what you become around them, and we are done. You hear me?
How about you write your children something since you want to write something so bad? Right, how about you write your children something? And that's when he was like, excuse me?
Like, wait, what?
Right. He's like, children? Yeah, nigga.
And she looked like, what? Yes. Oh, okay, whatever.
His name is Jared Six.
She's like, and I seen your little girlfriend. I let you have it, but I'm not having it no more. So I like the fact he's like, okay. You said children. She's like, yeah, I was pregnant. You got a little black baby around here. You actually have a real child out here and not a child from someone, your best friend that fucked your wife. You know what I'm saying?
And Carl, though.
We had Carl's gone.
R.I.P. Moment of silence for Carl. That's a no.
Later. Let's live with that later.
All right. Yeah, we do got another part with Carl. Yeah, Rick says, I can't go. I want to go. But Jadis, she has all these contingency plans. And Michonne's like, we could just kill her. He's like, we can't. I can't go.
And we can't. She already got notes to give to people if she dies. Like, and then she's gonna kill all of Alexandria. She got a journal. Michonne's like, okay, we can kill her. Get the shit and go. Right. What the problem is?
We've done this shit 500 times at this point. Mm-hmm. We got this.
Yeah, she says, we overcame Negan.
Yeah, he I mean, he broke you. You was crying. Mm-hmm. It made Jamel quit the show. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you said Negan crying was the music.
When Negan started crying, Rick was that's crying. When I was like, yeah, when Rick was crying, I kind of chuckled at that. But, like, you know.
Oh, God. Michonne says, I have one question. Do you even love me anymore? He's like, did you not just hear me moaning 10 minutes ago when you were naked? Of course.
Girl,
I
you know I. That's what he was singing this whole episode.
Absolutely.
Every single love song was in his head.
And they see that the plane, it clears up a little bit, and the plane that they're in crashed into the building next door. Or was it like the same
helicopter?
The helicopter.
Is it like, was it like an adjoining building, or
it
was
seemed
it
just... like it was kind of like a like an L-shaped type building, so they could see, or maybe a V, so they could see the other side, something like that. Because so I think that building within it.
Yeah. So I guess the implication was that. What Rick is surmising that they would have crashed anyway, but I'm thinking when she opened that fucking door, it threw them off course, and then somebody.
Right, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, what? I was like, what's going on back there? Oh shit, a building.
Yeah, what happened? But, oh, because the whole time this is all happening, Rick lost his PBR, but Michonne has hers.
Yes,
and she was just like, "Do you want to call these niggas?" And he's just like. Yes, give it to me, please. So I call them. She's like, I'm not giving you this shit. Why we need to talk first, though? So, yeah.
Yeah, Rick lost his Pabst Blue Ribbon. Callback. You got to go back and listen to those people.
Michonne's like, if they're dead, that means we are free. They're not going to come find us.
Because they know.
And Rick goes full Rick. Rick. I'm Rick. I don't care. I can't go. I cannot go. And she's like, nigga, what is wrong with you? It's a trick. So I want to ask you guys at this point, when Rick was like, I will not go, even though I have a reason to go. Why was he so hesitant in y'all's mind at this point? I'll start with you, Juwan.
I'll go ahead and say, I was going to say it for later. I'll go ahead and say it now. I feel like it's Stockholm and that he's going through, because I feel like he is loving the oppressor. Right now, and he does, because Okafor had gotten pretty brainwashed about that he can really make changes, he can lead up, and you know, Rick, if it's one thing about Rick, he gonna find a community to take over. So so I feel like he's just trying to work, he's thinking that this mission that he's on is the proper and right mission, and of course he does have that extra forced incentive, hey, if I do leave, they're going to kill my entire family and everybody I love.
So you mean to tell me that slavery was not a choice?
No, oh my God. It wasn't.
Okay. Well, just what I heard. Jamel, I was going to call you Juwan, Jesus. Jamel, what your thoughts on his hesitancy and his...
It's pretty much exactly what Juwan said. He's institutionalized.
Mm-hmm.
He's just institutionalized. Plus, like, that nigga is scared to death. Like, even still, like, he's probably just like thinking like, okay, the helicopter went down, they're dead, they're gonna come in, we're gonna talk about it in a minute, but they're gonna come blow blow all the evidence up, okay,
right?
But he's probably thinking in his head like, Jadis is probably not gonna buy that. She's probably gonna be like,
they did that shit,
what these niggas did,
coming,
time for
right.
The door.
Right.
And when he didn't, like, I was so sad, but
like, yeah. Oh, this nigga, that shows you a good woman. If she don't hesitate for you, she don't love you. She's gonna give you a chance to come get it. But the helicopter comes to find the crashed helicopter, and Rick's like, "Oh,
I don't even think he saw that. He didn't see it.
Oh, I thought
he didn't see it. He ran out. He ran out right before.
Because that nigga again was trembling. Like he said, his heart just left the room, and yeah, it did. Bless his heart, because he was like, "Oh Lord, I don't know." Yeah,
right. And the helicopter goes bang, 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 trick-a-tree, trick-a-tree, bang, bang, bang. Blows that one up, and the building is like, oh, yeah, we out of here. And Michonne is, at this point, facing, about to go out to fight some walkers. She got a butcher knife and a lamp pole, I guess it was, as a weapon. And Rick just, tackles her. And I'm like, nigga, she got a butcher knife. And at this point, I was like, oh, is one of them going to be stabbed? Did y'all notice that? Was that just me?
I didn't see that, but Rick was extra. He didn't need to get all on top of her like that.
I mean, he had to. This is let another reason that every chance Rick has to grab this woman, since he's seen her, he does it. And I love it. But yeah, I was like, oh my God, they're stabbed.
Boing.
Absolutely. Rashawn's trying to find a place to hide as when the helicopter shoots the building, the glass shatters like it's stone cold. And
they're arguing walkers, while they're fighting walkers and stuff.
Right. The walkers have come into the building. They're running away. And Rick is doing like his CRM bullshit. Like, we got to find a defensible position. And she says, shut the fuck up, Commando. And I guffawed. I was like, oh my God, I love this. Because again, this just shows them being a real couple. Like, even in the midst of this, like, it could get clowny sometimes on other shows, but like, you can see, like, I know you, nigga. I can clown you. And he's like, Commando, really?
Commando, really?
Yeah. I was like,
really cute.
Rick was like, that hoy, you ain't got to do all that.
Why you got to say that, man?
Right. Why you bringing up old shit?
I don't really want to be here.
And then, so they find this office, and it's the lady from The Last of Us from the premiere when it actually broke out.
It was like an office/gym?
Like a lab or something.
Yeah, gym too. I'm like, oh, this what happened to her. She blew herself up. Like,
she looked like she electrocuted herself.
Yeah, that's what
I think it was, electrocuted. So the so that would have destroyed the brain.
Right.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
She's smart. I don't want to be that
scientist.
Smart. Right. Right. Mm. It's science, bitch. and they argue some more, and they're like in this gym with the treadmills and stuff. And Rick's like, "Look, are we leaving or not? Okay, let's get the fuck out of here." Is this the point where she says, "You got the button, you didn't hit it," or did I miss that already? Hold on.
No, that's later.
Okay. Yeah, so where are they at in my notes? Find a way out of the gym. Ah, so they're fighting their way down the steps, and because the building is compromised.
He went too crazy with her.
Oh, go ahead.
When they were in the gym, they were talking and stuff like that, and she was just like, "What the fuck are you doing, bro? Like, none of this shit is for us." And like, Rick's just like, "Girl, I cut my hand off, bro. I'm doing everything I can for y'all." Mm-hmm. And she's just like, "Well, you're not doing everything because you can take your ass home. Should have brought your ass home last night."
Absolutely. But,
And she's just like, "Listen, I don't want to be here right now. I'm trying to get your ass because we are in this together. We got children. Stop being a deadbeat, you know, and it's killing me to be away from him. I ain't seen him in a year."
Right. Is this where she says that I don't know how they are?
Yeah. And like, that's when Rick was just like, "Well, that means you should go." At that point, I was like,
that was heavy right there.
Right.
No, you didn't.
She was like, "I don't let all your little stuff slide."
The Rick I know would never talk to me like that.
I was like, "Jamel, is that you on screen? What's happening?"
I mean, listen, the way she responded, I was like, okay. And the only reason they were okay getting out of there because walkers, they have to.
Yeah.
So just like, just grab this shield, girl.
Right. She like grabs like the stuff from the ceiling or something.
Like the rebar. Like
rebar.
Yeah. And Rick grabs a bench seat. He's like, "All right, we're gonna get what we got and get out of here." And they're fighting through the stairwell. They're like, kind of
double eye stab. Jamil saw it.
Oh yeah,
I did see it. Yeah, they're like working together, but they're like, "Man, I told you to sit down. I told you I got this one." Like,
right. And
that's no doubt.
As much as they used to be lockstep, they're not still.
Really, nigga. Really, nigga. She's just like, "I'm fine. Let's go."
Right, my bad. So the next thing you know, the building is crumbling and the chandelier falls on top of them, and I'm like, "Oh my God!" So
we missed something else. It was really small. It was really small, but right after like the helicopter first blew up the crashed one. Mm-hmm. And like Rick got her out of the way and stuff like that, she started kind of wheezing.
Oh yeah. He's like, "What's wrong with you?"
Thing, the chemicals. Like then he was looking at her like, "You okay? You okay?"
Yeah.
She was kind of wheezing because that stuff is still in her lungs.
Oh yeah, she's fucked up. They did. Mm-hmm. I love they did give us the time that she was in there a year.
Yeah, so
we come back from commercial and Michonne is trapped. She's not injured, luckily. That's like
I was nervous.
Right, right. She's like, I'm just pinned down. And she's like, leave me, Rick. And Rick's like,
girl, back.
Are you shitting me? What have we gone through here? I will never do that. And it was another touching moment where she's like, that's all I needed to hear. Mm-hmm. Like, I will never leave you. I was like, God damn it.
And they forgot.
I mean, I get it, though. Sometimes you need to hear it because he was saying some really hurtful shit, though, man. He was saying some really hurtful shit. So, like, at that point, she knew.
He was throwing rocks at her.
Like, okay, yeah. Like, he was exactly the Nymeria thing. Like, you just saying all this shit to, like, try to get me mad to leave. It's working, but I understand what you're doing now.
Mm-hmm. Well, he, as Juwan alluded to, he lifts it up with one hand and they get out of there. They start running. Now, is this the same apartment or a different one?
She was sitting down it too.
Yeah, she was fucking some walkers up. Mm-hmm. He was like,
she does a double kill. She kills one, then stabs the other one.
And then she's just like, Rick, you're gonna have to help me. I can't.
He's like, oh shit, all right, let me stab this one. Mm-hmm. So is this the same apartment or a different one?
Same apartment. I think it's the same one.
This is the same apartment.
Okay.
Because of the Roomba.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
they were just like, let's just go back.
Is there multiple luxurious apartments? Okay. And they're out of breath. And Rick's like, well, you know what else helps with out of breath? Sex. How about
But he was so timid to do it because he was just like, okay, girl, are you still mad? Are you still mad? Are you still mad? Can I touch your hip? You still mad? And she's just like, I'm still mad, but okay.
It's been a long time. I need some dick.
Okay, see. Yeah. And so, we realized he was not fucking Thorn because that nigga lasted for 2 seconds.
That nigga put his head in it. Well, Devin, you know how. Wait a minute. Go ahead. Do it.
Sometimes it's just too good where you get in there and it's like,
I did see an interview with Navia, and she was just like, no, it's not like that. I'm not going to have Rashawn.
I don't care what you say, Navia.
Jokes over facts. We doing jokes over facts.
I seen it. I see the chemistry.
Because Andrew Lincoln, he just got there about with black women now.
That's his thing.
From the Mighty Ducks.
Now, I know we're joking about how he came in like a millisecond, but I really think that he was kind of like maybe like having a panic attack. Like, if I...
Yeah, because that pussy was so good. And yes, I said
If I hit this full thrust, I don't know if it's going to happen, and I'm nervous, and I don't know what's going to happen. That nigga was having a panic attack. That nigga went through some trauma.
Yeah, I'm trying to get back to that ass. Because,
And now it's finally here, and he's probably just like, is this real? Is this real? Because if this ain't real, I might just die.
She hit him with that kegel. She's like, you feel that? You damn sure right it's real.
Yeah, and she put his hand on her, chest, just
feel my heart beat.
Just feel the heartbeat. Feel the heartbeat. And that's when he was just like, yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-ing.
Rick's like, oh, yeah, rhythm. I forgot about that.
The rhythm method. So if he get, now, when he put her in missionary, gave her that slow stroke, he was like,
He's like, this is why I cut off my hand to get back to you.
Yeah.
Because Lori could never make me feel this way. Never.
Is this the first sex scene we had? I know we seen Maggie and Glenn kind of go at it, but we didn't see Grant.
We saw Shane Maggie. And Lori do it.
Oh yeah, we did see Shane and Laura do it, but this was this was straight up love making.
These niggas was making love.
This is like that scene in The Matrix where Neo, Revolutions, where they was fucking sideways.
That nigga had the vein in the middle of his forehead.
Like Andrew Lincoln, did you need to give us Vane? You
didn't,
like,
need to give us Vane. How'd you get that Vane? I think y'all were unsimulated. Y'all did this for real, huh? I'm so okay. I won't tell you why.
Like, I got some Vane in there.
He slid it right between the slit. You know how you get that? Like, yeah, that's what he was doing. Like,
because like when they did that missionary, she cocked that leg up. I know what you want.
Oh,
it was wonderful. I really appreciate that. But yeah, we've seen Rick and Michonne. Well, we've seen them make out before, like, and start to get it. Like, we've seen them like taking clothes off, but we've never seen, like, Rick was slow stroking.
Passion.
He couldn't go too fast. He wasn't trying to come again.
Well, I mean, he got that first one out, so he was probably good to go. This one, that one was for him. This one's for her.
I am not built like that. I'd have been done.
He's the impossible white man.
They refractor period of something else.
Right, yeah, he was right back in it. He was like, okay, right on.
I mean, it's Michonne.
It's
been 8 years. Neither one of them smashed anybody in 8 years. God bless.
Right. Hope she shaved that cap.
That's none of our business.
But it is.
No.
Ladies, I'm going to be sexist for a moment.
Oh, God.
No one wants to see all that, okay?
You don't know that.
I do. If you do,
you weren't alive in the 70s.
A serial killer. Bush is for the birds, okay? That's all I'm saying.
You know, Devin, we shouldn't reduce women down to their just basic body parts.
But you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to get it off. We give post-coitus, and Michonne and Rick are hugged up. And she's like, yeah,
about RJ.
Right. You got a black child. Okay. He is all black. And Rick's like, I just got a child beard. I'm happy. And
he looks like his sister.
Yep. He looks like you. I didn't have anything to do with it except he black.
Right.
Yeah, he real black.
She tells them about Tara and from her time.
No, she never said anything about Tara.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bettina Wesley is who I'm referring to. Tara from The Walking Dead.
Oh, okay. Oh. I was going to ask you because I could not, don't do that, because I could not remember when that happened. I vaguely remember like Judith going somewhere with somebody, but I can't remember who it was and what was the circumstances behind that.
Right, so they do.
I'm glad you remember.
Right, yeah. She was crazy in a crazy cult with kids.
I read about it. Yeah.
And they had the kids, and Michonne killed them kids. She went full fuck them kids.
She killed the kids.
Hell yeah, because the kids are crazy too.
Oh, no wonder she said, "I'm not gonna say how I did it."
Rick was just like, "Did you?" Rick was coming back, was just like, "Did you kill it? Because if you didn't, I'm gonna leave right now."
Right.
You know, she should have said no.
I rip out people's throats. You know that, right? You remember.
And when she was just like, yeah, I did it. I don't really want to talk about it. Good.
Yeah. She killed the fuck out of them kids.
You don't play about them.
I mean, they were wilding. They kidnapped Shane's daughter.
I read that.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you were checking
they
out.
They branded her and Daryl, right?
Yeah, they had them like tied up. And that's when they got the thing.
Okay, so that was a brand. Okay, so I gotta go back and watch the episode.
I read about it because I had no idea what they were talking about.
Right. So they're all still in bed, and Michonne's like, "This is all great and all, but I can tell that you're still lying to me, and I'm gonna call your butt." Okay, this is the button part where she's like, "Look, I gave you that button hours ago. You haven't pushed it yet, so either you can't go home or you can't go back there. But something's going on, and we're going to get to the bottom of it." He's like, "Let's leave right now." And she's like,
coming down.
She's like, "No, we're not. We're not going anywhere until we decide where we're going first." He tells her that you are the love of my life.
And you're the love of my life.
She asked him, after I left, you came after me. Why? You know why. Say it, nigga.
Right. I need to hear it. And when you
felt like my heart was ripping out of my chest.
I don't know. I thought I was married to a white woman. I don't know because I don't. It was only you.
It was only you.
This nigga said he was the love of his life. Fuck Lori down, okay?
All over Lori's entire existence.
But I mean, if you think about it, I said this last episode. Lori, I mean, Rick was gone, what, a week?
2 weeks.
And in the hospital, that is. In the hospital. Rick was in the hospital.
Shay went to make sure he died, at least.
And then, like, what? An hour later, she was sucking Shane's dick. Like, come on now. Meanwhile, I said this last week, Michonne waited 8 years to find that
8 years.
The love of a good what?
Black woman.
Right, so we get Rick finally confessing is the real reason is they're the Walking Dead. And the fact is that he had Carl in his memory. He would see him all the time. And now he couldn't even picture Carl in his head. And then he started, we get the point back to the premiere or second episode where he was dreaming about Michonne. And he was starting to forget what she looks like. And he just could not go through that of finding them and losing them again. And Michonne's like, I got you, playboy. I remember what Carl's like. Here's a photo phone of Carl.
Was this a real? I can tell because how I was watching it. Was this a real photo or was this like one of those drawings?
No, one of those.
One of the iPhone joints.
Yeah.
She had the iPhone guy do it.
Yeah, and gave it to Rick. And Rick's like, "You think I cried when I was in that pussy? Let me cry right now with this my real son."
Devin, I'm not even gonna lie to you. I teared up at this part.
What?
I know.
Emotion.
I teared up at this part because he was talking about how she was the love of his life and like it just felt like his insides was coming out and when she left and he can't live without her. He don't want to live without her. If something happens to her, like fuck it, I'm out if something happens to you. I cannot do that. I don't know how to be the Walking Dead again because you're here right now and if I lose you again, nigga, right, going to be a pile of goo.
He didn't tell her how he almost unalived himself because of the pain that he was going through. Exactly.
And
that's what's so good about this show. Is like they're showing us the pain that he's been through and
Because we saw it. Because like now the whole team, even with Okafor, he was just like, my wife is my choice, goddammit. Okay.
Right.
Like the nigga really did try. Bless his heart. He really did.
Yeah, he tried.
And
like
one of those things I do see.
How many times he tried to escape? Like
four times. And yeah, I saw both sides because Michonne was making points. He was making points. It's one of those like I understand, but I really need y'all to come together. And then when she passed that picture to Carl, I was like, y'all had to do that, man.
And with his little eye patch and sheriff hat on.
And the hat. Oh, right. My God. Yeah. You know what, Devin? Let's do it now.
Oh, our moment of silence for Carl?
Yeah.
All right, that's enough.
That was a good one.
Right. I let it breathe a little bit because you can't kill him twice. Honestly, when they killed Carl, this show went to shit. That's when it first was like,
you're right.
It was
It came back after like the whispers.
I was there with you when they had electricity and
I didn't stay too much longer after Carl died. Even Negan was just like, you know what, R.I.P.
But even the way they killed Carl, like. When Chandler Riggs bought that house in Atlanta, it just all felt dirty.
It was kind of fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, the show was originally supposed to be about his life. So how do you?
And he didn't even know. I mean, I know you already said the thing about the house, but yeah.
Yeah, that shit's crazy. Rick's like, okay. Jarvis is like, the elevator is about to shut down. You have 10 minutes of power left. And they're like, yeah, we can't go down that stairwell again. So let's get our ass on this elevator. Get the fuck out of here.
Rick got the white man outfit on.
Right. That's what I was about to say. They went shopping. They got knapsacks. Mm-hmm. And I know they have no food in there, but they damn sure got supplies.
And right before they opened that door, he kissed her again. And then when they get on that elevator, laughs like, oh, are you about to pick up that, girl?
I'm like, come on, like priorities. Come on now, come on.
You got to get them chocolate kisses.
But that's when you know it's the love is real, because when you first, you can't keep your hands off each other,
and that just been 8 years.
Right, like, jeez, I would have cheated. That's not even cheating.
It's not. It technically would not have been cheating, but right. I mean,
you're light skinned, so you would have held it against my best friend. I get it. So Jarvis tells them they get new clothes, new knapsack. They get outside as they're tag teaming everything, and they get this hybrid yellow what type of car was it? Honda?
Pickup.
And it is
a hybrid stick shift.
And he's looking at his arm like, you know what?
She's like, all right, nigga. And he's like, oh, good, I get to grab that ass again?
They remember
and they kiss again.
Yeah, they remember his hand was gone.
The way Michonne looked at her like,
And then when he's like, oh, yeah, I love this. And she's like, baby, I got to try.
I need some more chocolate kisses first.
Right. That just hits because I'm like that. I'm like, I'm a very emotional and affectionate person. So you're like, okay, can we go? I'll be like, I get it, Rick. I get it. Yeah. So they get in that. They got enough fuel to get them home. And I said, something bad's going to happen because y'all already know.
That's what I was waiting for. That's what I was absolutely waiting for, like Jadis and them to roll up. That's what I'm
saying. Jade is not gonna believe that. She gonna hear about that crash and be like, okay.
And that's the end of the episode. That's where it ends at. But I'm like, I don't know where we don't know where they are. So I don't know if they know.
We got two episodes left, man. They need to figure something out. And I hope.
Right.
Because
they were in Portland or not Portland, but
But they helicoptered. Northwest. So I mean,
we don't know how far they went, how long.
And it couldn't have been that far because the helicopter got there kind of quick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
wherever they are, they always have someone over in the United States. So that's the thing. So I don't know.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's
so
true.
We have no idea where they are on the map, but I'm curious to see that next week. But I am loving it.
I just want them to get home, man. I'm so invested. Honestly, at this point, like if they had ended it there, I wouldn't have been that mad.
Okay. Because
it would have just been a happy ending, and we could have just assumed that they got home to them children.
Did y'all want to talk about next time on?
I'm sorry.
Or do you want to do feedback first?
Oh, go ahead. We can go ahead and do feedback. You guys.
Okay. First. So shout out to Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
She has a couple questions. Where is it at? So her first question is, do you feel that Thorn is the reason that Rick is hesitant? And we talked about this a little bit on the show. Like, is Thorn one of the reasons why Rick is hesitant to leave the CRM?
No.
I'll start with you. Go ahead, Jamel.
I mean, I know we joke on here, but I don't think so.
He did find a friend
in her, but I mean, I don't know.
Does he consider?
I know we're joking around, you know, a lot about them and stuff like that, but like, nah. I mean, because he even said, like, when he mentioned her, he was just like, yeah, Thorn is all in, and I'm not, so.
I was about to say, do you think that he was on the same thing of her as family until she went full, like, she's completely brainwashed. Do you think that he may have thought of her as his family too?
Yeah, that he made a friend.
Probably so.
He made a friend, and like he was just like, okay, well, I'll talk to you now because you know you're cool. But once Michonne came, he was just like,
I'll put a gun on you, bitch. I will kill you. Right. Juwan, you have any thoughts on that?
No, I don't. I'm with Jamel. I don't think that Thorn is necessarily the reason why he doesn't want to stay. I think it is what he says it is. He's scared of Jadis. I believe he also believes in the mission as well. Because if he were to change the CRM, then that would be a ticket to get his family there in relative safety.
Yeah. Okay. And he said like Jadis is nervous because when we're together, we can do anything. But I don't really believe it because they're scary. And, you know, that's when Michonne had to, you know, tell me put his big boy pants on.
Second question is, I'm sure goes to what you wanted to talk about, Juwan, is do you think they're coming to look for them and will Jadis find them?
I want to say they're gonna come and look for them because we still got. We can't have two more episodes of just them going walking through the woods. Walking Dead's been there and done that already. So I would. So I do think that they're gonna encounter some type of resistance or some type of hindrance to getting home. And I'm excited. I'm just basically excited to see, you know, what that could be, because we ended the episode pretty much with them thinking they're home free.
Mm-hmm. Damn it.
And the Jadis part, you think Jadis is coming?
They're coming.
I think Jadis is, yeah, Jadis is definitely still in play.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jamel, anything to add to that?
I fully agree. I fully agree. We have not seen the last of them. Like, I mean, I wish we did. I wish they could just ride off into the sunset. You know, from wherever they are. I don't, they're being vague about that, but like.
Yeah, Scott Gimple in the behind the show said, no, we could have just ended it right here, but this is the Walking Dead.
I said that
for real. That's crazy. You know, yeah. I don't know where that, is that like on AMC Plus or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I ain't gonna hold y'all. This might sound crazy. I wish, and this is how far I'm in. Like, I kind of miss Chris Hardwick. I used to watch that shit every week. Like, I kind of want to see like what they're thinking and have like the people, the cast.
I'm
like,
actually not that mad at that.
I would have liked to see Okafor, and obviously Michonne wrote this episode. Like, have her on this episode, or even have past characters like Carl come back and talk about it. Like, that would have been great.
That would have been great if they had Carl back.
Oh my god! Yeah, I would.
Yeah, that's a missed opportunity. Hey, Scott Gimple, we'll do it.
Right. For sure. Pay us.
Definitely. We'll do it.
So that is it. Thank you for writing in. And
thanks, Samantha.
Thank you for listening. Right. I love you.
Thank you. So Devin, did you watch it? Did you get to watch it next time on?
I did.
Okay.
I was afraid that y'all were to ask me and I would be unprepared. So I literally legitimately like, oh, let me watch.
Well, it was just pretty much what we saw them kind of walking through the woods, having nebulous conversations. But there was one particular part that I did find pretty interesting. And I think it's kind of a red herring where Michonne says something to Rick on this.
Like, we're not going to make it or something.
Yeah, this journey doesn't end with us going home. And I think how the trailer is cut, that's supposed to imply that maybe she is changing her mind about Rick, but I believe it's going to be probably something where maybe they are being hunted and they have to go back.
We gotta go back and fuck these niggas up.
Yeah, they either have to go back or they have to do something as far as like get the army off of them. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think we're hearing.
But so I mean, that's the thing. We can't end the show without him not meeting RJ.
Right.
Yeah.
I think
we can't
does.
Do that without him seeing.
My prediction.
I know.
Yeah, you're still on there. I can't.
I'll be so pissed. I would be pissed.
After Black History Month and during Women's History Month, you're like, okay, they're gonna kill her. I mean, not that they pay attention to the schedule like that, but still, it'd be really fucked up.
Right. I think there's a shot. I think I like my prediction. It still stands. I'm like I'm at like an 80% confidence level that I think she might die. So,
I hate that.
Is there anything else? I do want to, if we do, do you guys think that we get to Alexandria next episode?
Well, you know, that's what I want. I don't think next episode. I think the finale, and you know that's what I want. Okay. I want to see.
I know you want to see it. But who's all there? We know Daryl left. So I mean, they have to fight.
Is Rosita still there?
No, they.
Rosita,
I'm
thinking they are going to get to Alexandria. Because keep in mind, this is 8 years out. So RJ, so she said in this episode, RJ is 8, or almost 9. So
Shane's daughter.
When she was finding Rick, she was out of commission for a year. In her search to find him. Who knows how long it would have took her to find him, because this, like, it really took her that long, and maybe she would have found him if she had not been out for that year. That covers, so that year that they was out covers everything that happened with the Commonwealth. So I'm thinking that, and now Alexandra is back, so I'm thinking
I don't know what the Commonwealth is. Commonwealth of Virginia?
electricity and
it was a community that kind of was like it was kind of like CRM diet CRM.
Okay, is Eugene still alive?
Eugene is still alive.
A black woman.
He got a he's a black
fit
woman.
Black woman. Ain't she fine?
Jermaine, were you around for Prince? Were you around for Princess and big buff black dude with the facial hair?
No.
No, it's Princess, man. Oh, I thought she met him at the.
Just assume you
know who Princess is.
Okay.
Did you meet Princess? Hispanic girl.
Rosita?
Yeah, no.
No.
Yes, Rosita is fine. I forgot.
I gotta find a dude's name and send Jamil a picture of this guy.
He is a big black.
You remember his name, Devin?
Big black.
Oh Lord. Okay. Well, I found a picture.
Gorilla? Is King Ezekiel still around?
Yes, Ezekiel is still around. Ezekiel is kind of like.
Is he back with Carol?
No, Carol is. I think she's kind of made peace, but she's gonna be going with. She's gonna be going with Daryl.
Oh, maybe they'll finally smash. I always
like
them.
They had more chemistry than Rick and Michonne back then.
I used to think that, but after yesterday, I don't know.
I don't know, right? She's straight mom after that. trying to think. Gabe is there. Is that it?
Gabe.
Rev Gabe. Is Aaron there?
Oh, yeah, because he lost his hand, too.
Yeah, he's there.
Yeah.
I remember Jesus is gone.
Yeah, they got his what about there.
What's the big dude with the Muslim girlfriend?
Oh right, the
Jerry.
Jerry.
Yep. Forgot
he's still
about
around.
Him. Yeah, because they found.
Oh,
like,
what about the deaf girl?
His twelve kids.
What about the deaf girl?
Yes. Now she was gone. Now she actually was gone for a while. Like she was,
she and Daryl liked each other for a second. Everybody looking at these black women, okay? Rick started
the
trend.
Deaf girl.
She was. I forget her name too, but she was like. There was two deaf girls. One was like partially deaf. One was fully deaf.
Eternals girl.
Yes. And Daryl, I remember Daryl had a crush on her. Like, did that ever become a thing?
Not really.
Yes, it did.
Not really.
He was trying to get back to her.
Yeah, but they was like, romantically. They weren't like kissing or anything like that.
Yeah, Rick started a trend. Him, Eugene, Daryl. What is Negan with anybody?
Jamel, check the group chat.
Negan is with a black woman. Negan has a black wife now.
A black pregnant wife.
Shout out to Rick Grimes for starting a trend. Once you go black, I tell you. Okay, I thought he was going to be smashing Maggie, because didn't they leave?
They look like, it's so crazy, because they have chemistry, too. It's wild. That's our type.
He is quite lovely.
See, we know it.
He's quite lovely. He looks a little old, but...
That's Princess, by the way.
Oh, she's pretty. Mm-hmm. But,
Is that it? Well, did we have...
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't do a feedback post anyway,
Yeah, that is it, but... thank you very much for listening. And with that being said, while Jamel Fonz over this man, where can they find you over the internet?
You are more than welcome to find me on Twitter or Instagram at Jamel My Bell. That is JamelMyBelle. If you're looking for me to find you anywhere else, if you're looking to find me anywhere else, we'll talk about a fee.
And Devin?
You can find me on Twitter /X at Devin Lamar.
With two R's.
Talk about it.
And you can find me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at JTD. That is JayTeeDee. We thank you very, very much for listening. We appreciate every single last one of you. And we will talk to you next week for the penultimate episode of The Walking Dead, the ones who have sex very slowly.
And
Zombie Bridgerton.
Zombie Bridgerton.
Farewell.
Bye-bye.
Or I guess in this case.
That nigga whole leg shook. I mean, we've all been there. We have all been there.
I also have certain rare abilities. From a completely flaccid start, I can become erect. and ejaculate in 10 seconds flat.
I'd say that's pretty much physiologically impossible. Why, the rush of blood alone would...
The nigga went bullshit.
Shall we get started?
Yeah.
My grandmother.